had a problem we had before Machlekes. Rabbi Shaya Oma Yesh Breve, Rabbi Yechon Oma Ein Breve. Rabbi Lovol, Rabbi Shukri Mishakona Behemen, or Yechavi Shal Yayin, if there'll be Mechalik and Yontif, if each one will, could take his Chalik and his Tchum. Rabbi Shaya holds Yesh Breve, Rabbi Yechon holds Ein Breve. The Gemara is Takasha, we see Rabbi Shaya holds Ein Breire because he holds that in Mechishev, Laitzia, in Echad Me'am Psochim, he says it's only Torah Mekan Al Haba Mat Lamafreya, that they still Gufa holds Ein Breire. So first the Gemara wanted to be Mahapach, that Rabbi Yechanan holds Ein Breire. The Gemara had shown that Rabbi Yechanan holds Yesh Breire, and the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yechanan also holds Ein Breire. The Gemara says, "Alolaylam leisepuch." You shouldn't be mahapach. The first mahalach in the Gemara. As we hear, but I that Rabbi Shaya holds ein breire, the chiles le Rabbi Shaya breire b'diyareisa. Halacha diyareisa, then we don't rely on breire. Avo bin rabbonon isle. But by halacha the rabbonon, so tchumim is the rabbonon we hold. Yesh Breire. Let us see Rashi. Eloloi lom leisepuch, Rabbi Shaya doma yesh Breire. The kashaloch letayres apsochim and mikana lahabe, he says he can only be metayr the psochim mikana lahabe, not lama freya. So we see it, he still holds Zain Breire. But the reis, kigain tumes, meis lesle Breire. בדרך יציאוסו, הלוך הלום האישי מסיני, כדם רינם בסוכה, צנת אפו, וצטף יתחס. ואוסו דגמור דס נסי בפיירש, that safe to Molotis is a deraisa, but there it says that as הלוך הלום האישי מסיני, מה הלכס תומה, so Rashi says, so this goes into הלכס תומה, that we say safe to Molotis is a deraisa. That is a din of Seif to Malotze. Avo bedarabonon, kigain tchumim, islay, then he holds breire, so memele, Rabbi Shai is the one that holds yesh breire. So, kizhi gomor avayta. Oma shmur. No. Dor ashmar zutre, halochik Rabbi Shai. Oma shmur, sheir shal petem, Areyut keraglei kol odom. Let us see Rashi. Sheir shel petem, shemefatim shvorim limker, a person has shvorim, he's mefatim the shvorim to sell them, that's his panose, areyut keraglei kol odom. Afilu ben ir achere shebo lekan eidei eret, the person comes in Yontif to purchase some of the meat for the behemoth for himself on Yontif. So here's the tchumim of that person. Afilu b'nir achere shebo l'kani de'erev me'lichi l'mkayma. The kivin de'ulchel is v'nei. Since this person, that's his business, and it's ulchel is v'nei to sell meat, to sell animals, may Esmael Ukmi Belshusei demand the Osi Lamocha Vizovinle. So Mamela, since he knows that he's going to sell it, that's his Pangasa. So Erev Yomtev, and Ashmoshe, so he is Mamed, the Behemoth, Belshus, whoever will purchase it. We'll see that. This is Bechal, we'll see a lot of Chidushim. Number one, that the Ran says a Loshin, that the din of King Yishvis is totally the Gemira's Das. So he's Gemir Das, Erev Yontev, that the Tchumim of this behemoth should be King Yishvis, which Shvisa should be kind? It should be kind of the Shvisa of the person that will purchase it tomorrow. Now there's a schreckliche kasha on this Gemara, because Shmuel holds ein breire. We heard before that Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. That was the machlekes Rav Shmuel. If a person, shnayim shelokhu chovis behema b'shutfis, so Shmuel said chovis nami yasure, and Shmuel holds ein breire. So Shmuel holds ein breire. So breire will not help to be mevarer that this was his chelik. That's by two shutfim. And here he says that that's a kelt, that it has the tchumim of the lekeya. So I say that that erev yontev he was machlit that it should have the tchum of the personal purchase in yontev. Let us just see the balamoyer and the ran. Ran is chelik on Rashi, but let us first see the Balamoyer. The Balamoyer is like Shitas Rashi, and then we'll see what the Ran has to say. This is on Daf Chof Aleph, Amad Aleph, Bedafi Harif. And this is the last three lines of the Balamoyer towards the bottom. The line starts etzli, the nirali. This is here the Balamoyer says a teres. Vishani sher shal petem vishal hiye michovis abahime shal shutfe. There's a difference. The chovis u behema lan lizvunikaine. Number one, it's not aimed to sell. Normally it's Oymed, they're going to divide it between themselves. The Ikala Meimah, but we can say, Dilme Mimlechi Adodi, Uma'akev Chad Lechavre, V'loi Palgilo. But maybe one will decide, but they won't divide it. So what will they do with it? Of course, they will sell it. I mean, what are you going to do with a barrel of wine? You won't divide it, and then you will sell it. But it could be that means like this. So the Balamoyer is saying it's not oimit to be sold. That's number one. Number two, so it's oimit to be divided. That's also not true. Could be, it won't divide it. So memele, what the osid will be, erev yontev, is it oimit 100% to be divided? No, not 100% to be divided. Maybe they'll decide not to divide it in Yontif. So Memele, we mentioned Rashi Shita is, the Svore of Yesh Breire is, that I say that there was an Oymed Erev Yontif, that in what was Oymed Erev Yontif, that becomes, and what do I found out what was Oymed Erev Yontif, I see what happens in Yontif. So that means, let's say, according to Rav, that Rav holds that you say Yesh Breire by Shutvim Shechok, by Chovis. So I say that it was Oymed that Reuven should get this Chelik of the Yain. It was Oymed should get this Chelik. And which Chelik was Oymed? The Chelik that they divided in Yontif, that Chelik he was Oymed to get Erev Yontif. So that Chelik was kind of the Shvisa of Reuven. So Breire always works with what was Oymed, and the one holds Ein Breire, holds, it's not Muchach, that the Oifen they divided in Yontif, it was Oymed that the vision should be this way, Erev Yontif. So now what happens later is not a Hechoche, is not a Biru, that there was an Oymed, that it was Oymed to be like this. But Al Kaponim, if you hold Yesh Breire, it works with an Oymed. That means that I assume whatever happens later there was oimit to be Erev Yontif, and therefore the Chalais was Chal Erev Yontif. So the Balamoyer says, by a Chovis, there's no oimit. There's no, because who says Bechlal, you say he was oimit to get this Chal, who says Bechlal they're going to divide it? There's a possibility they won't divide it. They won't oimit to sell it either. It's not oimit to be sold. It's not oimit to be sold, but it could be sold. So therefore it's not called oimit to be divided.
So in Mele, there was no Oymed Erev Yontif that this Chelek would be his. So if there's no Oymed Erev Yontif, so you can't say that you can't have a Birra Chalokim of Erev Yontif. If Erev Yontif, there was no Oymed. So therefore we say that, so the division occurred in Yontif. There was no Oymed Erev Yontif, so it had the Tchumim of both of them. Aval b'sher shel petem b'sher shel riye de lizvune kaimi. This, there is an oymet. It's oymet to be sold. That means there's no shaila. That's his job. That's his whole panos. He's mefatim behemet. So it's oymet to be sold. Is nistalto mehem abaylim shehu atabach. So he knows klo. It's not going to be by me yontev. I'm not going to eat 20 behemet yontev. I mean, that's his business. He sells it. So it's oymet to be sold. So it's aimed to be sold to who? To the one who's going to buy it. The lekeman the ma'akif. Two shutvim, you could have one that's ma'akif. The one who wants to divide it. Say, I don't want to divide it. The chiaikar nefilish mul moide damrinin yesh breire bidarabon. You say yesh breire bidarabon. The sher shel petem rei keragle kol odom. That is Shir Shal Petem, because Fakatsa Shmuel also holds Yesh Breire. If there's a clear cut oimid, what's going to be tomorrow, so I say Golim Musum Afaya, that the one who purchased it, that was the one that was oimid to be his behemoth. So Mamela, so here's the Tchumim of the Lekeich. Now, Shir Shal Rio, let's not look at that, we didn't see Rashi yet, but let us just see the Loshon of the Ram. The Ran says, the Ran is Chaylik al Rashi, Omar Shmuel Sher Shal Pet Pita Mareyu Keragel Kolodim, the Kivin Shezer Rogel Limkoil Lekoil, since he sells to everyone, Mershusei Komapikle, so Memele, so that Zichi, he has no intentions that it should be in his Rishus, because he has all intentions to sell it. Bishus Acher Loimukimle, he wasn't mamided in the Rishus of anyone else, because he doesn't know he's going to buy it. And Shmuel holds Ein Breire. Hilkach kesher shel hefke vidalei. So it's like a sher shel hefke. It doesn't have the tchum of the Bailam Erev Yontev, because he has no intentions that it should be by his Yontev. So it's like a sher shel hefke shu keragle hazoiche by Rishen, that whoever will be zoiched first, so it's his. Avlav mishum breire, the Shmuel leslei breire, this alone. Shmuel doesn't hold the breire. So that's what machloike is. Rashi and the Ram, what is Pshat what is Pshat in Shmuel? Let us go a little further. We'll come back to the Baal HaMoy on the next halacha. But let's just see it first in the Manik of the Gemara. So that is Asher Shal Pitem. This is Asher of a professional soicher, a tabach, who his whole job is he sells meat on Yontif. Sheir shel roye hareyu keraglei oiso ho'ir. Now, a sheir shel roye is a different halach. Hareyu keraglei oiso ho'ir, not keraglei kolodim. Now let us first see what this means and what the reason is. Sheir shel roye, Odom shemegadol behemis shaloi. These are his behemis. Upaomim shemoichemem lishchaino v'makirov. He's not a professional butcher. He's megadol the behemis. Sometimes he sells them. Areyu keragle anshei oisei ha'ir alpayim amo l'chol huach. That means, so this behemoth has alpayim amalach ruach, vafilu irev roye ze dalid alofim amalach achas, even though this roye himself, he made an erev, and he has, in one ruach, he has dalid alofim amalach, eine ma'akiv al echot mibnei oiseir shalokhim imenu biyontev mleliche leruach shekenegda alpayim. That means his tchumim are not ma'akiv, a person who will purchase it. A person who will purchase it has the tchumei, the me'esmoil, because erev yontev ukmei birshus b'nei ha'ir. He was mamedit b'shus b'neir, l'fi sheregilin likach emenu. Rashi said before, p'omim shemoichem em l'shcheina, but here Rashi says, if it's teregilim, they will buy. The Meili knows if they're going to buy, why should he make problems and be mamedit in his rishus? He's not interested in mamedit in his rishus, so a Meili, so he's mamedit in the tchumei ha'ir. That means that others should come and purchase from him that he's never advertised. That's not his geschäft. He's not his business. So he has no intentions that someone outside of the ear might come and purchase it. But he has intentions that someone in the ear might come and purchase it, so he's mafkiyit from his reshus, and it's areyu ka'anshei b'nei ha'ir. Now here it doesn't say that it's like kiraglei kol odom me'anshei ha'ir. It doesn't say that. It says areyu kiraglei oiso ha'ir. Now let us see the Baal HaMoir again. The Baal HaMoir says as follows. This is the last line of the Baal HaMoir. V'sher shariyu, hareyu kiraglei anshei oiso ha'ir, v'yesh loi alpayim amo l'chol ruach. And it has alpayim amo l'chol ruach. V'im hoyo behem mi she'irei l'tzofen oledorim, hein mahalach boyo kiraglei loiv anshei oiso ha'ir. So it seems like this. That the apitem, a person who is apitem, he knows that he's going to have a busy day on this. People will come from all over. People come from all over, so they may come from a different city. So he has no general tchum to give Behemoth. So he's going to give karaglei oiso ha'ir, and then someone's going to buy it, and he won't be able to transport it from a mele. So he doesn't make any generalities. And there's an ansadi adas that he wants it to be the gvurim, the tchumim of whoever will buy it. That's that. Asher shalriye, he's not there. We don't say breyer. He's not interested that it should have the tchumim of the one who will purchase it. It's a feltim nishayis. Why should he do such a thing? So since he knows one thing, that the one who will purchase it will only be from the bnei ha'ir. So he says, so he's goyim b'dasi that the behemah should have the tchumim of anshei ha'ir. That means. Roiv anshei ha'ir, Mestama don't make an erev tchumim erev yonte. So roiv anshei ha'ir have 2,000 amis around the shtot. So that's what he does. If there'll be a lekeach that will grant have different problems. He'll have problems with this behemoth. So but he doesn't. The moicher is not worried about this because. He thinks that he has enough of by satisfying roiv anshei ha'ir, that is sufficient. Yeah, that is shoshrehu keraglei oiso ha'ir. Zok Gemara weiter. Hashoyol kli mechaveiroi me'erev yontiv. A person borrowed a keli from someone erev yontiv. So we had in the Mishnah, kiraglei hashoyol. So it's kiraglei hashoyol. In fact, the Gemara pshita, first of all, he borrowed erev yontiv, so he's using it, so it has his tchumim. The Gemara says, leitzriche. No, it sounds a big chiddush. Leimosrei loy ela biyontiv. He told him, he came over to him, Erev Yontif, and he said, could I borrow a kli from you? And he said, yes, and I'll give it to you in Yontif. He just needed it in Yontif. So it was only a verbal commitment that he's going to lend him the kli in Yontif. Now, verbal commitment does not mean anything in Hoshe Mishpat. That means he told him, I'll lend it to him. And that's all what happened. And in Yontif, he lent it to him. In Yontif, he lent it to him. So he became a shoyel in Yontif. Is it wasn't in his rishus. That means, since the shaila occurred in Yontif, so he's lending him something which was his till the shaila, so he has the trumim of the mashal, not of the shoyel. He wasn't mamid in the rishus of the shoyel erev yontif, because he wasn't a shoyel. Kamash malon that he was mamid in the rishus of the shoyel. Let us see what Rashi says. Pshita the chisholim ibayyoyim bershusay koi. Kamash malon vashoyel the katoni. That would say the person borrowed b'dibur ba'alme. The Kamash Malon, even the Asmache, since he relied on him, they will lend it him, Bershusei Ukme, so it's Mamedev in the Rishus of this Shoyel. Now let us just see a Yesoidis the Kizah in the Ran for 1 minute, of Chof Aleph and Medalit, and this Halacha. The Ran says, this is the Ran Masnissin, Hashoyel kli mechaveiroi me'erev yontev keragli yasher. Mefashinu lo b'gemore. The Gemore says, af al pi shloi nosnoi ele b'yontev. Even though he only gave it over to minyontev. The af al gav, the lekyo me'erev yontev ele dibur ba'alme. For lohoch yave keragli yasher. Now here he says, amoyre deki yisoy. Mishum, de dine de tchumin Bigmar daite toli. The din of Trumim is dependent on the Gemira's Das. It's a Mirdiki Yisoid. So since the Marshal already has intentions to lend it to him, so he wants he should be able to use it, so Erev Yontev is Goyma Bedafe, they should have the Trumim of the Shoyu, and it has the Trumim of the Shoyel. It's a Psalmoyer de Ki Yisod, which clarifies our Gemara. And in the Gemara before also we see the same thing. I mean, so the Moicher is Goymer Betatoi, that it should have the Trumim of the Lekeach, or the Anshei Ha'ir. This is a Gemira's Das, of a Bailem Anachefet, and this Gemira's Das, creates a Lochis on the Trumim of the Chefet. So the Gemara weiter, so this is a right Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hashoyel kli mechaveira me'erev yontif, af al pish loy nosne loy ela b'yontif, areyu kerag loy Hashoyel. So it says close this din that he gets the tchumim of the shoyel, even though the mice in Choshe Mishpati became a shoyel in yontif, but since there was a verbal commitment, so gets the tchumim of the shoyel erev yontif. Now, it says, we had weiter in the Mishnah, what if he lent him in Yontif, b'yontif keraglei hamashal. If he lent him in Yontif, so it's keraglei hamashal. Zuk de gemore pshite. So what does this mean? So b'yontif keraglei hamashal means there was no verbal commitment there of Yontif. So, because there was a verbal commitment there of Yontif, so it's keraglei hashoyel. So b'yontiv means there's no verbal commitment out of yontiv, and in yontiv he lends it to him. So v'ashteitzach that's keraglei hamashal. Frek the gemara pshite. So v'ashteitzach has his trumim. Who else's trumim should it have? So the gemara loitzriche the rogil v'shoil minay. This person, let's say he had a becher. So every erev yontiv, this yankel used to go over to the mashal with the becher. Lend me your becher erev yontiv. And he always lent him. Now, this Erev Yontif, Yankel didn't come. He came in Yontif, he asked for the Becher. He didn't come Erev Yontif. He knows already from past years that this Yankel will come and bury the Becher. Zafilu, he didn't ask him Erev Yontif, so he already understood. Mustama Yankel is in the bar of the Becher. So Memele, so he's already mamedit Bershus HaShoyel, the potential Shoyel. Kamash Malon, Meimar Omar, Dume Mashkechini Shachini Vosel Vishel Mine. No, he says, all the time when Yankel wanted a bar of Becher, he came to me Erev Yontif to ask me. This time he didn't come, so maybe he found someone that is a nicer Becher, right? So he didn't do things, on an impulse, Mustama Yankel will come in Yontif, so that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. B'yontif areyu keragli hamashal pshite. Kiven dereish ibdibur be'alma makminin, that ashoil means that b'dibur v'seifan amyochis, the philodibur elavel of b'yontif, the philodibur elavel of there was only a dibur in Yontif. There wasn't something Erev Yontif. So Mamela Vashteitzer, that it is Keraglei Amashel. Meimaroma Haimashel, Duma, Kim Leosav, Omelina Shachina Ashkar. Now we hear further in the Mishnah, V'chein Ho'isho Shesholo Mechavot Tavlim, a Isha that borrowed Tavlim from a Chavot in Yontif. That was, Tavlin was for a Kedera, Maise Kedera. Umayim Umelach Leisa. So, or she borrowed water and salt, or salt for her Isa. Re'elu Keragle Shtei. So, this Pshat is there was a Shaila in Yontif. So, Mamela, the Mayim and Melach already were, had the Tchumim of the Baal HaMayim Umelach. Now someone bars it in Yontif, so Re'elu Keragle Shteim, so this concoction, this pas, this Isa, this Maise Kedere, is made of a taruvis of two pilem, which have two different chumim. So Memele, so one can only be metaltalit Keragle Shteim. Now we're going to have a very difficult sugya. V'cheina ishe sheshoalo mechavoto. Kisolik Rabba Abbe, when Rabba Abbe had decided to go up to Eretz Yisrael, or while he was going up to Eretz Yisrael, he made a tefillin. Omar yehiravo de'ema milse v'tiskabo. That when I come to Eretz Yisrael, I should say something that should be accepted. They should understand what I'm saying. They should appreciate what I'm saying. That was his tefillah. As we'll progress further in the sugya, we'll see his tefillah was not niskabel at all. He said something and they ridiculed him. So we have to understand, what was pshat in this tefillah, and why wasn't the tefillah niskabel? The Marcheshes, Sefer Marcheshes in the Hakdome, he says pshat in the tefillah of Rav Abbe as follows. He says, there are different mahalchim in Limud HaTorah. And that all of us can see. Rabbi Kenegi had a mahalach, Sam Seif had a mahalach, Rabbi Chaim had a mahalach. There's different mahalchim, we can see the ktois. There's different mahalchim in Torah called Nesiv Yisrael Shalom. And each mokim, they addressed a problem, they were masber, a problem, a sugya, lefi mahalchim. So Memele, Rav Abbe is given an Odom Godel. B'mkoyma, he was an Odom Godel. In that mokim, in that oifen halimud, he was excellent. He's going now to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, there was a different oifen halimud. They looked at a problem differently. They addressed it differently. He'll come there, he'll say something, and they won't appreciate what he's saying. It's upsets. And under a mahalach, so he was mispalo that I should say something, they should be mekabalit. They should understand what I'm saying, they should appreciate what I'm saying. That was the reason of the tefillah. What was wrong with such a tefillah? So the Chasam Sofer says that there was something wrong. There was a negia atzmi in this tefillah, that al tasem atorah liskabel bo. Asay dvorim l'shem po'alo. You want to say a divrei Torah, you hold this as a teret, say it. They do understand it. They don't understand it. They won't appreciate what you said. They won't appreciate. Al tasem atorin is gadlubom. Who says you have to have covered from your Torah? So I just learned lessons. The Goyin says in Mishlei, if I count an orum is a person who's an orum, he tries to cover up what he knows. You have to show what you know. But here's the kasha and the Mishnah. So you have to show what you know. Count. So this was, there was a shtickle pniya in this tefillah that he wanted that they should respect him with what he says, and that, therefore the tefillah wasn't the skab. That's the hakdomah to the sugya. Kisolik, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, came to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechei, L'Rab Yochanan, L'Rab Chanine, L'Papi, Rab Zeire, Omrilo, Rab Abo, Rab Shimon ben Pazi, Rab Yitzchak Nafche, Yossi Vekomi, they're all sitting together and they're asking Akash. The Mishnah says that if one borrowed Mayim or Melach, or a bar tablin, so this Isa is a Taruvis of two bailim with two different trumim, so they look at Raglish name. So they yes, Tamai. Why is it that way? Velibotul mayim umelach legabi isa. Mayim umelach is a minute ingredient in the isa. So let it become botul. Let us see Rashi the vine. Zok Rashi. When he decided to go up, I shouldn't be ashamed of what I'm saying. It should be niskabel. I mean, this is different. Shlei a koshel b'dvar halocha. One should say that it shouldn't be nichshel, but here was a different tefila. Shetiskabel, I mean, Kadana said good. Yom mekabel nishniskabel. Shetiskabel lachach v'mochem shlei eivoish. That's for kelti. You should understand what I'm saying and appreciate what I'm saying. Kisolik kloima kimoti lahosam. So they asked the kasha mai kiragleishtei. Why is it kiragleishtei? Libotol iso tchumim. The mayim umelach, the zutri legabi isa de nefish. That means the isa is roif, the mayim umelach are miyut. So let the miyut become bottle beroif. Now, while learning this gemara, I'd like to the best of my ability, say over the Shita Mekabet says, it has a running commentary on this Gemara, it's a very schwer Gemara, of Pishitas Rashi. So he says, we have to understand the Kasha. They said, let the letter become bottle. So he says, I mean, there's a din you need Samach. Stomach that wasn't Samach connected to Maim Melach. Number one. Number two, it's a Dover HaMaimed. I mean, you can't have an Isa without Mayim. So he said their kasha was as follows: Kiven the einela bittel tchumim the isura darabon. The whole thing is only negay number one and iser darabon. We're not speaking about the einoi bittel iser mamish. We're not speaking about even. I'm not being mevatel an iser. It's not an iser darabon. I mean, it's also me darabon, but it's not an iser darabon. That means the maim and melach is a davar hamuter. It's only negeya where you can take it. So the whole bittel, I'm not taking a dover ha'osa over here. That means the mayim has aloche, can be taken in this tchum. The isa has aloche, can be taken in a different tchum. So these aloches which are hal, but it's not, I'm not being the vato, it's not a real isa. Just the haloches, which there's aloches. So the mele, so he said, so the aloche that is on the existence, on the mayim and melech, since it's only a, an Issa the Rabbonon, and it's not an Issa Ratzmi, it's only an Issa Hiluch. So, it should be Batel Baroif. Doesn't it? It should become Batel Baroif. So, since Roiv of the Issa Rav of the Isa is the tumim of whatever the kemach and the other ingredients. So the smiyatisha should become bottled. The halachas of this smiyatisha should become bottled to the rav, and it should have the tumim of the rav. That was their kash. Amalu Rababe. So Rababe told them, Hareishin is Arev Loi Kav Chitim Basore Kabim Chitim. Let me ask you a shayla. A person had a Kav of Chitim, Reuven had a Kav of Chitim, and he got mixed up in Shimon's 10 Kabim. Shel Chaveiro. So now there's 11 Kabim. It's Yoichel Halo Vechodi. So the males, you say, look, since Roy Vishimon, so Reuven can eat all 11. Shimon can eat all 11, he can eat Reuven's cow. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, V'chodi, no, there's Rashi before. Amar lohu rababe, Mishum dechaloke shel zu mu'et po. Since his chaylik is a dova mu'et, Yei oveit shmo milikreis al isa zu. So since it's a dova mu'et, so it's just not existent anymore. It's still a schaylik. V'chi mishn es arev lo yoichel halo zeh sh'aroiv sh'loi sh'knit aroi. V'chodi v'yismach bedovo sh'loi omo boi. Kach zu ein shmo bottle. That means, how could it be bottle? This is, you have in the Isa, you have here the mayim sh'aruvim. Ein shmo bottle mikan. The mayim v'kone shvisa when it was by her. The holy kashalon mishum sheishilton lo einos nosam b'matone yemut. You're not asking a kasha. Your kasha was not that since they gave it over, she gets the tchumim of the baal ha'isa. The Oma Beyonta, we learned before, if a person is Marshal something Beyonta, Vareyu Keregel a Marshal. The boss of Einash Moshe says Ling. So that's not your Kash. No, your whole Kash is it's Zicher has the Tchumim of the Baal HaMayim, Vachi Kashlu Mishum Miyuta Verubiko Kashlu. You're asking a different Kash. You're asking, Taka, it has these Dinim, but Al Kaponim, these Dinim should become both. I'm telling you. So, what did Rav Abba answer? Rav Abba answered, you can't have bittul over here. That means that if you only have isurim, if the only diyun would be a diyun of isa, so you say, and this is a psa isa darabonon, it's not an iseratzmi, so then you can say bottle boy. We have to look at the Shairish Adovo. The Shairish is that this is Yenim's. This is Yenim's, this is Yenim's Maim, Yenim's Melech. And Yenim's moment, this Bechano didn't bittel off Yenim's. That was his Kasha. He asked him if a Kav of Chitim of Reuven's become this Arab, Sara Kav Mishal Shimon. So Mamela, so it's Yenims and mine, that it's a Taruvis. So Mamela, so Pastish came bittel of Yenims. So Mamela, so therefore, and if it's Yenims, so it's Yenims Tchumim. That goes automatically. He says, the Isser is totally in the Mominus, and the Mominus Pastish came bittel. That's what he answered them. Achiche Olei. That was, so they started laughing. He started laughing at his teretz. Amalohu, so he told them, Gulsichi shokli, I took your beged away. What are you laughing? Let's see Rashi. Gulsichi shokli, malbushchem lakachti shatem mesachkim olai, gulso tachich noa, this is a nice type of a turban it seems, shemisatev boi tachas talisoi, Sheyoshev, when he sits down, Mavir Talisoi, Vizanira. So did I take away your beggar? When the Hanano says, Chimabu Sheikhim Lokachti, Shetischaku al Devori. This is a very, we have to understand what does this mean? You take a beggar, you laugh. I didn't take away your beggar. My Schwager wanted to say, could be the way we had mentioned before, the Macheshes, it could be like this, that it means like this. If I wanted to answer your kasha, api your mahalach, that means I wanted to imitate you, and I said something krum. Mela is good. I'm trying to means that a person was a galant after Ungarische derech, he's gonna oversize higher briskish dictatorship, so it could be for the sudden yenna tam. So my mela is something what to laugh about. I want to imitate your malach. This is my mahalach. I'm saying my mahalach. This is my mahalach in the same saying so. What are you laughing about? So they left on this also. Mamish busy bizyanis. And now to put salt on the wounds, Omar Rabbi Shaye, Shaper over the Chichele. A good thing they left at him, Taki. He said, Shots Krumazach. Maish no chitim besoirim de loikomalu, behavalai mean besheine minoi. O mean besheine minoi bottle. Chitim bechitin, nami, lehei de Rabbi Yehuda loi bottle, de Rabbonon miftol bottle. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, Maishno chitim besoirim leikomalu. Now, when he told them this moshul, he told them a moshul that mammon doesn't become bottle. That was his moshul. Now, if he's telling us that mammon doesn't become bottle, why did he have to mention chitim bechitim? He said the same thing chitim besoirim. Now, chitim besoirim, the Mefarshim say, it's possible, let's see, he ground it up and he made a flour and you mix it up, so you can't tell the difference between chitim besoirim. So if the whole vote is that mammon doesn't become bottle, so why didn't he mention chitim besoirim? Why didn't he mention chitim v'chitim? Ma'ish the chitim besoirim d'leikamalu, l'mish nisav leikav chitim, b'yud kav m'soirim shol haveri, yoichal alo v'chadi. Why did he mention chitim v'chitim? Mechlal de sfir leibo, the vade yoichal v'chadi, v'kivin she'enay minayhu, bottle mu'ud b'merube, Chitim bechitim nami plukte d'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbon b'mnoches parkoy mitzrab. So here the Shita Mekibetzus says pshat. I don't know exactly how it fits into the lashon of Rashi. Be saying according to Rashi, he says as follows. He says that if since Rav Abba mentioned chitim bechitim, Savaista is Rav Abba held as follows. That means Rav Abba said a shtik teire. The shtik teire of Rav Abba was that b'emeson your kasha has a mahalach, and I want to fend for your kasha. Now, lo yitzuya, there would be a din bittel by moment. There would be such a din bittel by moment. And the momentous would become bottle. That means it's ois, it doesn't belong anymore to the shechina, the momentous becomes bottle. There would be such a thing. So it could be, since it became ois's moment, becomes bottle to the others. So then it gets automatically, if in momentous it becomes bottle to the mevatel, gets a din of yenim's moment, also a din bittel. So then the halachis also has a din of his moment, some amela, so here's his tchumim also. It's bottle. So first he said, you know, momentous doesn't become bottle. It's not that. There's no such thing. Momentous doesn't become bottle. Fine. So it's his moment. It's the moment of it's the moment of Rochel and the Issa of Leah. So it doesn't. So it's still his moment. But then there's still a kasha. There's a second kasha. The kasha is so good. The moment doesn't become bottle, but the halachas. This is isurim already. The isurim which are derived from the moment. Let that become bottle. Let the isurim become bottle. That was really their kasha. The kasha was that this Isurei Trumim Ovi, which is an Isur Darabonon and a Dover Kalin, should say it in the bottle. So why don't Isurim become bottle? So that's why he gave a marshal of Min Beminois. He said, in Isurim, Min Beminois is like bottle. So that means, like this, he took care of the, of their kasha, that's what the Shidim Gebetzin says, Psha. He took care of their kasha, but he had to give two anochas. That means if the Dinei Momenes would be Nigra, it'd be, a din bitl by the Dinei Momenes, that the whole thing gets a din of the Baal Ha'is's Momen. So Memela, so if that would happen, so then automatically there wouldn't be any Hilchas Tumim, because this all became my Momen. Automatically it has my din. Came bottle to my Momen. So it's like everything is my Momen. But such a din bitl is Ichanishta. Now what is, but there's still a kasha. The kasha is that, al kaponim let the isurim become bottle. He said, the isurim, so take min bemina, min bemina lay bottle. So Rabbi Shai, so Yoteres is a galechta, because we don't pass like of Yehuda. We hold min bemina does become bottle. So he didn't answer the kasha. So that was our kasha. We asked the kasha that let the isurim become bottle. So Plato, so you're saying that the mama doesn't become bottle. So what Yoteres is that the isurim can become bottle. Because mean the mina lay bottle, we don't pascon like a Yehuda, we pascon like the Chacham. That's how the Shita Mekabetzu seems to say Pshat in this Gemara. The Loshon of Rashi is so it comes out the din of mean the mina is not negeya kav chitim basori kabin chitim. That's only a momnistic shaila. It's Negeya by us, where we have Isurim also, Isurei Trumim. Rosh Rashi, that mashma like that. The Rosh Rashi says, the Lekamalu, the Mishnah Savle, Kafchit, the Yitkab, and Sayrim, Shachaber, Yerchel, or Bechodi, Michal, the Svile, Bey, Bevade, the Yerchel, Bechodi, Kimishan, Emine, who bought the Muat, and Merubin. In Lachair, in the way the Shita says, in Lachair Shemishpet Zichet, there wouldn't be a din, by mean, b'shein, I mean. Pesach Nishklo, the Lashon of Rashi. But that's how the Shita Mekabetz is said. So, Memele, so, Rabbi Shaya gave these people the right, he said, Abay Krumazach, so Memele, they were berechted to laugh at him. That's what they said. They said, "Hey, the Rabbi Yehuda lay bottle, Rabban and Miftol bottle, we paskin like the Rabban." Now, let's just mention one nekude. L'chayre, we have to explain this also. I mean, the Val the Gemara is assuming that this is min b'minoi. It's min b'minoi. No, and he's saying it, that he's saying it doesn't become bottle, because min b'minoi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't become bottle. Now why is this min b'minoi? This is water in flour. That's not min b'minoi, it's min b'shein b'minoi. So what's some of the pshat in the Gemara? So Taisva says later, Svorim, the Ran in the Dorm, the Nun Bey says the Svorim, that we're not speaking about kemach or water, we're speaking about an entity of an isa. And all these combine to make an isa. So this becomes an isa. That's considered min b'minoi. So the shtik teire, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not a good shtik teire. It doesn't become bottom because min b'minoi lay bottom. But they said it's a galechta. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the chacham. Omar lay Rav Safre. Now Rav Safre was a kanoi. He held Rababe, you don't laugh at him. Rababe nit a zay schlacht gesagt. Oma lei Rav Safre, Moishe Shape Kamrit, Bloi Shmilu, Hoda Oma Rab Chie Katisvo, Mishmei de Rav, Haboirer Treures Migorone Shal Chaveiroi, Chaim Lishalem Loi de Mechitim, Alma Kilo Chasrei, So Hanami Kilachasri seems Rashi is in Geiris. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rav Safchel Rabbi Shai. Rabbi Shai said that was very good. They laughed at him. So Rav Safchel said to Rabbi Shai, Moshe Bikore de Moshe Komishtabe. Shape Ka Amrit. You said good. Abishai, you said good claim. Amaika moides lo bechuch. You moide to them. They're a right to left. Ulak shuye amasnisen. Vakelt ark vahem nabomba vakash on the Mishnah. And then you're not saying anything. Loishmiulu lahanach rabon and the makshe amasnisen ha de oma. You didn't hear this aloche. There's a loche of Rabbi Chiya Katusfo. What did Rabbi Chiya Katusfo say? Rabbi Chiya Katusfo said, "Aboirer tzoreiros migoronoi shal chaveiroi chayv l'shalom loi demechit." Now this is a very interesting halacha. The halacha is that when a person sells chitim, so normally when a moicher sold chitim, a farmer sold chitim, there were mixed up with the chitim, there were tzoreiros, there were foreign objects there. They didn't clean it out before they sold it. That's how you purchase chitim. So a person went and sold chitim, so let's say he was selling 10 pounds of chitim, theoretically you're really selling 9.5 pounds of chitim and 0.5 pound of tzoreiros. But that's how the market is. That's how, and a person, that's 10 pounds of chitim. So you pay for 10 pounds of chitim. Now, a person went, I don't know if he had good intentions, not good intentions, and he went to the smoicher, and he went and cleaned out all his chitim, took out all the tzoyres. Took out all the tzoyres for Haman and Islam. So now he sells 10 pounds of chitim, he has to give him 10 pounds of chitim. So he was mavsed him 0.5 pound. That means he has to now add on, he has to add on 0.5 pound of chitim. He has to, whatever it is, he has to add on 0.5 pound of chitim now because he took out the tzoreiros. So he has to pay him for 0.5 pound of chitim. You were mavsed me 0.5 pound of chitim. And, to let us see Rashi now. Leshmilu lahanach rabon on the maksha masnisen ho da oma. Mishalem loy de mei chitim. Halacha is he pays him chitim, he pays him 0.5 pound of chitim. She'ein derech leboirerom, the steig is no one cleans it out, no one purifies it. Ve'ein nimkorim b'soich ha'chitim. And normally they're sold together with the chitim the tzoreiros. Alme, so what's the lomdus? Ki lechosre, he was mechase from him, neshechoso midosoi. He was machas of him, that means before, with 9.5 pounds of chitim, he was able to fill up a 10 pound meter. Mishayim lo. So he owes him 0.5 pound of chitim. He got paid for 10 pounds of chitim. Va'af al gav de loy midi shovel. Even though he took away from him something which was worthless, afal pikein, he has to pay for 0.5 pound of chitim. The cholshkein mayim umelach, the loibotli b'miutayu. So mayim. So you see the chaymer of mamon. It means you have. Perhaps we can be mavaya. Taisin Baba Basra says that this chiyuv tashlumim is a double, a geirim lamomen kemomen domit. He pays him for 0.5 pound of chitim. He never possessed his 0.5 pound of chitim. He had a 0.5 pound of tzoyres. But 0.5 pound of tzoyres, he can get money for 0.5 pound of chitim, so it's called a double a geirim lamomen. So it's considered keilu I had momen of 0.5 pound of chitim. You have to pay me for 0.5 pound of chitim, even though he didn't have 0.5 pound of chitim. Avol gavad loimidi shovi. Becholshkein, so that means he didn't have mammon. Avafal pikein, yemachuyev to pay him for the mammon he could have gotten. Becholshkein, mayim umelach, so badigivis mayim umelach, to loibotli b'miyotai. So if he had mammon, if Yenna has mammon over there, the midi the time of. So the midi, this is the Marshal's gift. The midi, the time he's saying something with a reason. The mishum chiyuve de momoine loibotl b'miyute. That means we see the chaymer of momen That means you owe him money even if he didn't possess money. Since he could have gotten money for it, so it's called, I have money there, I have chitim there. So if he had mamish had mammon there, if Yanni had mammon there, so since there's mammon there, there's no such thing as mammon becomes botel. There's mammon there, so the mammon doesn't become botel. So the Shita Mekibetzes says as follows, that Be'emes Rav Safre painted as follows. Rav Abbe Take didn't say good. You're right. Rav Abbe said two shtick lach teire. One shtick teire, he says, you know, the moment doesn't become bottle, and then the issa doesn't become bottle because it's mean be mean. He says, but he didn't say something in Ganzen wrong. He says, one thing he mentioned over here, that his moment here, moment doesn't become bottle. That's what he said. So we find the din mama and the schomo kolkach that it's called, he has mammon in the goyren, even though he doesn't have mammon. The goyren the mammon. So memele, so the zikha asvore, that if I have mamish mammon in the tarubis, if I have maim o melech, so memele, so mammon never becomes bottle. Now I think he means to say, it's a very difficult sugi, but I think he means to say like this, that mammon has a chashivus, and mammon doesn't become bottle. And therefore, so it's a b'china of haylechu dekoy v'haylechu dekoy. That's what I think pshat is. That means the gather of bittel is, if there's a terubes, so the meat is nigra boso deroy. My moment is never nigra. My moment is this is my moment over here. So my moment is never nigra boso deroyv. So in the surim, it also shouldn't become nigra. So the Shita Mekibetzes says as follows. So that means he says you should take the psoilus and leave over the psoilus. That's the Lashon of Shita Mekibetzes. He means to say like this. I once heard someone said a vote. I remember after the Ptira of the Griz, of the Briske Rov, there came out a Sefer Chedushia Griz. Then was printed a Chedushia Smur, and Sefer Chedushia Griz, and Masech the Sukkim, Masech the Rosh Hashanah. Very thin Sefer. So someone asked, this was the Griz. I mean, this molten sefer, I think what Torah and Sukkim does, this was the Griz. So someone answered a vote for Rab Chaim. Someone asked Rab Chaim, he says, I don't understand you. He says, no, all the shtiklach Torah you say, I say also. I say even more than that. Why everyone enjoys what you say and they don't enjoy what I say? I say what you say and it's even more. He says, that's the difference. He says, because I don't say what you say. That's why what I say is good. But when you say this and this and this and 20 other things, so this macht a kal. You have to know not what to say also. The Briske Rav, so Yenna said the Briske Rav, he wrote what not to say. That's why such a small sefer. He's saying what not to say. Al Kaponim, so Rav Safra said as follows. Rav Safra said, Rav Abba said too much. You're right. Rav Abba started going, this doesn't become bottle because it's mean, and that's like a wrong, and that's psoilus, like a, because we don't paskalite tribute. But he said, episkotzeichet. He said that there's a din that moment doesn't become bottle. So therefore, that's the emes teretz. The teretz is that there's a besondere chashivus of moment. Mammon never can become nigra. Mammon can never become nigra to. It's a besondere chashivus. The mammon never becomes nigra to the rest of the tarubis. So memele, if it's not nigra, so memele the isurim also. It doesn't pass to say that the isurim become nigra. Mammon is a chashivus, and that's what he said. And you see the chashivus of mammon, that it's called my moment, even though it was nothing worth. If I could get moment, there's already a chashivus, so this is a Torah's moment. This is, it's considered I have moment here already. And you have to pay for this moment. That is the chashivus of moment. So now, we're in the middle of the sugya, Jesus, so Rav Safra asked, Tanya Tarba Yishaya, you know, there's nothing what to laugh about, because look, that was good, so I'm a male, and that's the Teretz of the Kasha. Om Alay Abaye, it seems it's a very heated conversation over here, Abaye, at Kahalten, the Rav Yishaya, what are you talking about? Om Alay Abaye, v'lay shoni lay lemar, bein momen sheyesh lay toivin, le momen sheein lay toivin. He says, that's true. He says, that's true. There's a chashivas of momen. If it's yesh lo toivim, that means if it's someone else's momen, and he's moning this momen, so then momen is a chashivas. That is true. If a person was boirer tzchoires from yenem's chitim, so it's yenem's. I'm being mechasa yenem, so a melech, he's a tevei on it. There's a chashivas of momen. But over here, it's momen she'ein lo toivim. Let us see Rashi. Amale Yabaye le Rav Safra, Veheche metarze mas nisem boche, how did you say, because the chshivas of momen, so memele, because of this, the Issa doesn't become boche. Loishoni le, umas nisem momen, she'en le toivim hayoim hu. No one is moning this money today, the shiltino nile adla achayontiv. The ainla be isa zu ella isa shvise mishum momoine amurivbo. So dachsach mir, I think the Rashi means to say, the emerson in this taruvis, if, what is tamazai pshat, that Rochel borrowed from her shochen leye mayim umela. What's that borrowed? The Mishnah says a Loshen Shaila, but it's not Shaila. This is Halvo. You say a Loshen Shaila because you're not allowed to say Halvo and Yontav, so you say Shaila. I mean, Shaila means I'm using yours and I'll give it back to you. Halvo means Mubalait, so need know it's mine, I'll give you something else. Now, when they lent back the water, there's no intentions to give back this water. If you want me to eat the bread, so I'm need the water. So this is my water. This is my water now. Now I'll pay you back for the water. I mean, so young to pay you back. So now, do you have mominess in this Issa? You have no mominess in this Issa. You're talking about a chomer of the my momen is kavu in the taruvis and it's not nigra in the taruvis. There's no my momen over here. That means this momen became this momen belongs now to the Bala Issa. There's no one that's toiveya this moment. Der shiltino nelo adla acha yontiv. It was lent till after yontiv, then you'll have your payback different mind. The ein lo be isa zu. So what is in this isa? Everything is mine now. I bought everything. Elo isa shvise. There's only an Iser Shvise that Mishum Momoina Amurubo. Because there is, that means that because of the Mayim that's Amurub in this, so Mamela said an Iser Shvise on this. So it's Isurim. Even the Miyute Berubahu. So since it's a Miyut, the Mayim, the Melech is a Miyut L'Gabi Roi. There's no momentous that a person can father this moment and say that it is a cheshivis and it's not bottle. So memele, not you. What did you say? You say, well, the first thing he said was good, and then the second thing, no, he said the min b'mini le bottle. No. So don't take that, but take the first thing. He says it's pumfakel. The first thing he said is Tamazanishnageya, because there's no moment over here. It's moment shein leitoivim. It doesn't belong to anyone. It doesn't belong to the marshal. It belongs to the shayl. So there's only Issa. So that was the Akasha. In Issa, let us say that the Issa Ramud become bottle to the Mayim Amud, that Issa should become bottle to the Issa Haroi. Amale. Now, so Rav Safra asked Abaye, what are you telling me? You're telling me that means you tell me as follows, that if
it would still be long, the mayim would still be long to the shchaine, then I'm right. Then this taket is no dim bittel. But since it's a moment, shein loy toivim, so memele, so therefore there is a dim bittel. V'tameich, hoda omar Rav Chisda, nevelo betela b'shchute, lefi shi efshe l'shchute shetei osa nevelo. Rav Chisda said as follows, that he's saying Allah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minay loy botel. So when is it considered min b'minay? When is not considered min b'minay? So Rav Chisda said as follows: Nevelo betelo b'shchute. That we're talking about Hilchas Tuma over here. A piece of nevela fell in, got nisarev with shchute. So the nevela will become botel. Becomes bottle of ishi efshe l'shchute sheteyosa nevela. The shchute can never have tumas nevela. So memele, so it's called, so here adovo tome became this arev with adovo toya. That's mean b'sheini mean. It becomes bottle. Shchuto eina betela benevela. But if a piece of shchute fell into roiv nevela, doesn't become bottle to nevela, and she gets the dinim of tumis nevela, lefi she'efshe le'nevela she'te'osa shchut. That means this nevela can be lose the din of tumis nevela, it will become ein eruya l'achilas ger, so it will lose the shame nevela, she'boy. So memele, so this has a din of heter beheter of toyer betoyer, because it can also become toyer. This is called min beminay. So then it will not become botl. Ochinami dechi islo bailem le botlo. Now let us see Rashi. Omale rav safra le bayim. Umishum de ein loy toivim. Poker shame mamoina minay. She says, you're telling me that the chshivis of momin gets lost if there's no one here that's money this momin. The noyach li bottle, and therefore can become bottle. The chitayme de bittle beroiv bebailem veloy bailem koi. That means, does bittle beroiv depend all the time? Is there a bailem? Is there not a bailem? The timeh, other Omar Rav Chisda, nevela, betela, beshruta, alibid Rabbi Yehuda, amrini bemenoches, doma min beminoi loy botel, min besheine minoi botel. That Rabbi Yehuda said, vetoni Rav Chisda, nevela, ushruta, betela, zu bezu, nevela, ushruta, betela, zu bezu, la Rabbi Yehuda, vashmine Rav Chisda, Dechi Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Eche de Efshe loy liyes kemoisoi. If it's Efshe liyes kemoisoi, both can theoretically be the same, then it's called min b'mine. Avali, Efshe loy liyes kemoisoi, min b'she'ene minehu. So then there's a dinner min b'she'ene mine. Ubotl, uporish Rav Chisda dahai Efshe loy Efshe de Rav Chisda, boser amevatl dehu rubas linen. That means if the mevatel could become like the davar hamizbatel, and it's called min b'mina. The mev shaloi liyais kimuet del chayisach avamin b'mina. V'loi avamin b'she'ene mini. Hilkach. Kizayis nevelo shenis arvo bahar beizesim shel shchuto. B'teila. Kimi she'ein aisham. So it's like non-existent. The nevela is not here. Everything is shruta. V'anayeya behen ein tome. So a person will touch all the pieces. He will not become tome. The min b'shein eminehu. The efshel is shruta. Shehu ha-mevat aliyas metame b'magav ha-masak nevela. Avo shruta shenis arvo b'nevela. Eru bo nevela ein hashchute b'teila liyos negeh b'em tomei vadi lisreif trumas. So a person will touch all the, will touch one of the pieces. I'll say that even though it's a shchute becomes tomei, המגוי, ופי שאפשר לנבלה, שהוא המבטל, שתיאוס את תהירה כשחוטה, וכלי מסרחו, ואין הרוי לגר, שוב אין קרוי לנבלה. אך נמי דיהבי לו ביילם לאי בוטלי, ואיסטם הקשה, if according to you, everything depends in Bailim, so what will be if a Nevela will fall into Shchute? So according to you, let me ask you, will the Nevela belongs to someone, it won't become Bottle? That means Abaye had said that the whole reason of Ab is wrong because our Gemara is speaking about a Dovo Momen Shein Leitoivim. So it seemed from you, but if it's Momen Sheyesh Leitoivim, there's Taken no Dimbitl. That's the criteria. So Bezei will come out that if an Avela belongs to someone and that will fall into Shchute, it will come out, it won't become both.